Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Time to share our picks of the week from the blogs we're reading, those blogs that carry the Issues Etc. widget get special attention from us. We read them, and every week Jeff picks one, I pick one, as Issues Etc. blog of the week. You can put the widget at your blog if you blog. I guess everyone does. Then all you've got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, scroll down a little bit on that page, you'll find the Issues Etc. widget, a big one or a small one. It's your choice. You can put it on your blog, and when you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know you've joined the ranks of widget holders, if you will, and then we'll start reading your blog and consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
This is my blog pick of the week is a blog post titled Repentance is the Better Miracle. It's from Necessary Roughness. My neighbor asked me if I thought John the Baptist was a reincarnation of Elijah. I said that the Bible doesn't say that and doesn't deal with reincarnation, but I was looking through Matthew 11 and 17 and I noticed something cool. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. What did John do? He preached repentance. He baptized. He announced the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He decreased so that Christ would increase. The greatest man born of woman does the same things that Christ demands of our pastors. It is a better miracle that the message of a pastor convicts a person of his sin and the Holy Spirit grants that man repentance. It is a better miracle that someone is baptized. It is a better miracle to announce the forgiveness of sins. And these better miracles continue with us today. Please, Christian pastors, warn us to flee from the wrath that is to come. Prune our dead trust in our own deeds. Ditch the how-to application sermons and the programs trying to administer our lives better than we can, and deliver the hard-hitting law that drives us to cry for mercy at the cross. Then we can be watered with a gospel that causes us to bear fruit in keeping with repentance and gives us a thankfulness that lets us tell everyone what God has done for us. My pick for blog of the week, Necessary Roughness.
Very good. That one will be at our website tonight, a link, issuesetc.org. Click listen, go to the on-demand page. My pick this week comes from, I believe this is Pastor Schreckeis writing here. He's got a blog called Standing at the Edge of Eternity, and he's got a post there, Are We Becoming a Three-Ring Circus? The Abuse of the Call in Missouri. And he outlines kind of the three rings of where the call, that is the divine call into the pastoral office, is being disregarded, abused, mistreated. And he ends by saying this, Finally, the issue at stake is not merely organizational. The real issue is the proclamation of the gospel and confidence that the man in the pulpit is speaking for God, that the man at the altar is forgiving sins by the authority of Christ through word and sacraments. With such treasures given to the church by our Lord, why would we settle for uncertainty, confusion, and lack of proper order? Good question. My blog pick of the week from the blog called Standing at the Edge of Eternity, Are We Becoming a Three-Ring Circus? The Abuse of the Call in Missouri. Again, we'll post both of these links to both of these blog picks at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click listen and go to the on-demand page. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is straight ahead on this Friday afternoon, December the 11th. Greg Smith will join us first. We'll get the rundown on this new survey from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life on the religious practices and beliefs of Americans. He'll join us from Washington, D.C. Then we'll spend some time with, I believe, William Lane Craig, who's agreed to join us, and do a little analysis of that, of the results of that survey. Then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for Hour 2 of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.